And with me now in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Lee Wood, membership director at KUAF. Happy September.
Happy September.
Big month for us here.
It is a fall fundraising month here, raising money all month long toward an overall goal. And we do the on-air portion, the live fundraiser portion, the very last week of the month. So this year, that's Monday the 24th to Friday the 28th, just 5 days.
Yep.
We're getting her done.
Starting on a full moon.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow, that's good.
But everything raised this month, be it at Cocktails for a Cause tomorrow night in Eureka Springs,
yes,
or through a check in the mail, mm-hmm, or something like that.
A car donation. It
all counts
toward this goal. And the overall goal is $150,000. You know, that's money that really generally just we turn right back out the door to help pay for programs, NPR programs, and, you know, the various other programs that you hear during the week and on the weekends. So listener support really pays those bills. The percentages are very, very similar of what's coming in and what's going out. So we love to start the on-air fundraiser with as much money raised as possible.
Yes,
right?
We do. Yeah,
nothing,
yes.
Nothing is better than starting almost halfway there. So we've had a great month so far. Around $20,000 raised.
Nice.
So far, very nice. And we're encouraging people to make their gift early this year because the on-air portion of the fundraiser coincides with an event that happens in Fayetteville. That's a big event. You might have heard of it. It's called Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue.
Right.
And
that can take your attention or
yes,
your time
away.
Right.
So get it in early, and that way you know that it's done. Plus, you know, there's nothing better, again, than starting that fundraiser with a bunch of money raised, because the on-air portion of the fundraiser is really when we're reaching out to listeners who have never given before.
Because many of us, I mean, including myself, my wife Laura and I do this, we are sustaining members.
Yeah.
So
you're giving. And when we're reaching out to you earlier in the month, we're really talking to a lot of the people who already are members. That on-air portion, it's really reaching out to new members. So if you've given before, if you are a member, make your gift early. That way we can do the on-air portion during Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue with a lot of money in the bank already.
And then, like you said, a lot of that money gets turned quickly to pay for Morning Edition, all things considered, but also to help us do the things we do locally.
Yes, which is a lot of things. You know, the mission in a lot of ways of this public radio station is public service. And what that means is that we're providing information and programming to everyone in this area. It's a 14-county area that we're serving. Average listeners, 55,000 listeners a week. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of information. Not everybody, of course, is able to give or to support it. So there are a lot of people that are getting the benefits of it. That's a public service. We do it in a lot of different ways. I mean, your program is a great example. There's so much news. There's information. There's just, you know, you're giving information about what's happening in cities and in towns all around the area. We have a PSA program. I don't know if a lot of people know, but do a lot of discounted airtime for nonprofits that are having events or having, you know, sort of drives. And then, of course, there's Community Spotlight Series with Pete Hartman that really focuses on nonprofits and events and highlights the work that they're doing in the community. And then there's other things like, you know, Mozart in the Museum. We do a live broadcast of the concert from the Great Hall of the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, an incredible sort of the centerpiece of Artosphere. We broadcast that live to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what the ticket price is on that, but I know there's a lot of people that will never see that in person, but you get to hear it as it's happening. That's pretty incredible.
And I am told this every year by people who are involved with it, people that are in the symphony and people at Walton Arts Center. It just doesn't happen everywhere.
Really?
A live classical music concert live,
yes,
as it's happening,
yeah,
with that kind of orchestra.
And I listen every year and out on a screened in porch because, of course, it's the beginning of summer. You know, out you get to, you're starting to hear the crickets and the frogs, and you're listening to an incredible live, yeah, concert. That is a public service. We're happy to do it. It costs us money. We're going to continue to do it. But the listeners who benefit, they're also the ones who make it possible.
SupportKUAF.com
That's the place.
You and I speak.
Yes, indeed. You can make a one-time gift. You can set up a monthly gift. But you can get it done at SupportKUAF.com, and I encourage you to get it done early.
And tomorrow night, Cocktails for a Cause in Eureka Springs, joining with Jazz Eureka and Main Street Eureka Springs. And that will help us as well.
Yeah. If it really seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. Come down. You can make a donation there and have a great time in Eureka.
All right. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.